KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Kathy Kelly, co-founder of Voices for Creative Nonviolence, on Thursday, September 27th at 7 p.m. at PCC Cascade in Portland. Kathy will speak on Afghanistan, Iraq, and Yemen, finding hope in countries devastated by U.S. policy. Her particular focus helps expose the direct impacts of U.S. policies, including sanctions, war, drones, and military support for warring parties. Again, that's Kathy Kelly, co-founder of Voices for Creative Nonviolence, on Thursday, September 27th at 7 p.m. at Moriarty Arts Building Auditorium at PCC Cascade, 705 North Killingsworth in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
It's 10:01. It's time now for Air Cascadia here on KBOO, KBOO Portland. Coming up at 10:15, it's Flashpoints, and then at 11, we've got the Recovery Zone, all coming up on your community radio station where you can become a member when you go to kboo.fm and click on Donate. Thank you.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, September 26, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Till the Sun Runs Backwards, the Planets Cease to Shine. Community radio, yours and mine, at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm, on the web. Today's guest, wait for it, Kathy Kelly. That's right. You heard it. Kathy Kelly, right here, live from the KBOO air room. And I want to just like quickly just drop in here and say many thanks to all the people who called, clicked, came in during our recent fall membership drive. It's you that make it happen. This is yours. This is your community radio, your voice. And that's a very precious thing in these days. These are... We are living in some very dangerous times, far more dangerous than perhaps any of us dare even to really consider deeply. Kathy Kelly, though, is here with us, and someone of enormous, enormous courage. Just quickly before though we get to a conversation, I want to bring you the weather for the Cascadia region. Sunny today, highs around 82, and tonight, clear skies, lows around 54 for tomorrow, about the same thing. The National Weather Service gives us another notch, and it's gone, 83, and overnight lows 56. That's it for the weather for Cascadia. There's so much happening, and so much of it is under the radar, too. I just want to, you know, there is... Senator Bob Corker tried to do something about trade legislation that, of course, got shot down. It's dead in the water right now in the panic over the Brett Kavanaugh, absolutely 100% assured at this point. Why they didn't use perjury, Lisa Graves and Robert Schiff and a number of other people have made a rock solid case that Brett Kavanaugh should not even be a judge at this point, not a judge. And now they're going to put him on the Supreme Court. We'll see what happens. But they had it in a bag. And now we are in a chaos of emotions, a scene in which feelings are triumphing over clear thought. And that's a dangerous place to be, very dangerous place to be. This is a great deal of politicking going on, but I want to talk with Kathy Kelly right now about the prospects for the peace or even sanity. And do we need sanity in order to have peace? Do we need peace in order to have sanity? That's where what's the point at which we've arrived? And I want to congratulate you on staying alive and above the fray, because in many respects, I think you are above the fray. And I want to ask you about your work and where your strength derives from.
Well, thank you, Chris. I suppose it's helpful for me to go back to very, very young years when the people who taught me never showed the slightest interest in acquiring personal wealth. They never got paid. I was taught by a generation of young women who wanted to, I suppose, find some meaning and purpose in life. There weren't a lot of outlets for young women, and teacher, secretary, nurse were, I suppose, the outlets, and they joined religious orders and became professed nuns, as we called them then. And one of the things I derived from that was that they just didn't have, as far as we could see, any interest in acquiring personal wealth. And that made a big difference for me in my life. I think there was kind of a relief, because you could imagine that people might have reasonably happy lives and not be consumed by the anxiety of being able to shop and buy and spend and have security in terms of wealth. And there's another kind of wealth that came forward. And I never became a nun myself, but I've been mighty glad for communities that were dedicated to sharing resources and, you know, trying to live outside certain norms that demand enormous arsenals to protect a way of living. And so I'm kind of an oddball, but happily so.
Those are good words to hear, indeed. I wanted to ask you, of course, right now in the Middle East, the U.S. and Israel talking about conflicts, they have managed to orchestrate or choreograph yet another war, another hammer pounding down on people of Gaza, Palestinians in general, yet another township has been hit by Israel. What goes on there, it goes on behind a curtain of silence. The rest of the world knows very little what they are. Permitted to know is nothing but sheer propaganda against the Palestinians. They're almost rarely ever spoken of in the light of truth, reality. Can you talk about that and how we here in America, how we can best confront that situation?
I think the desire for honesty, as you suggested, is very, very important. A man named Mordecai Vanunu had a long time ago disclosed the fact that what was thought to be an underground factory, maybe a desalinization effort, was in fact the means for producing nuclear weapons. And the Israelis have at least 85 thermonuclear weapons, possibly 200 to 400 thermonuclear weapons. The United States is ready to go to war against Iran. The United States has demonized other countries, I think about North Korea, and said that you are a threat and you are a threat. But yeah. never, ever, ever do we acknowledge that Israel has used conventional weapons repeatedly against people in Gaza and parts of the West Bank, all the while holding on to an arsenal of nuclear weapons. And the United States has protected Israel, has contributed toward that weaponry. I was in Gaza, Chris, during a time when a bomb was exploding once every 11 minutes.
There's nowhere to run.
It's the world's largest open air prison. And I was in an emergency room, and a doctor there said to me, wait a minute, I'm from your neighborhood in Chicago. And he was a Palestinian who had gone through med school in the United States, gone over to Dubai, I believe, or maybe it was Doha, and came as a volunteer during this terrible time when Gaza was being pounded. Mm-hmm. It was called Operation Cast Lead. And so I said to him, well, what do you want me to tell people back in your neighborhood? And he started talking about white phosphorus and about dense inert metal explosive bombs and, you know, all of the ways in which they had been utterly terrified and abandoned for 22 days. And then he said, wait a minute, I'm completely wrong. He said, you go back to the Lakeview neighborhood and tell them that United States taxpayer money paid for all of these weapons. And I said, well, that's a pretty tall order, but I hear you. We all have to try. And this isn't to say that all of the suffering heaped on people throughout many, many centuries of pogroms and abuses of Jewish people, the Holocaust, it isn't to deny any of that, but it is to say that we will not commit crimes against humanity and do it under the specter of lying and cruelty that the United States military and the Israeli Defense Forces combined have inflicted on people. So the BDS campaign is one that is deserving of our full support. Boycott and disinvestment. Okay, I have a hard time, quite honestly, with sanctions because of my experiences with economic sanctions that killed 500,000 children in Iraq. But to boycott, to divest, to call attention to the many ways in which the Israelis have begun to dominate United States policies through AIPAC and keep a kind of a grip on public opinion and own congresspeople, we have to stand up to that and say
it could
no.
be making it illegal to support.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
That's simply unbelievable. Mm-hmm. They're going to make it illegal to protest. They're going to make it a hate crime because they're going to say that, well, anything that someone says that could be remotely construed as being anti-Israeli violence against civilian populations, that's anti-Semitism. So that's hate crime. So you're going to go to jail forever and ever. On a hate crime that is non-existent, while thousands upon thousands of Palestinians are subject to a reign of terror night and day, going on now just for years. It's so appalling. I want to ask you just a bit more about that situation. So listeners need to know that the Israeli Defense Forces, Israel has state-of-the-art military that is supplied to them by the United States, and they are using the full force. So imagine being trapped in a small area, very crowded, lots of people. Well, a state-of-the-art, enormously powerful, lethal death machine constantly pounds on you, and you are a civilian population, and claims that Hamas is a terrorist organization and that they are attacking innocent.
So, Chris,
Israeli.
Our security is founded in fairness and in dismantling the weapons. I think in the very little time we have left, I want to thank you because you've said that again and again. I've heard you through the years. Keep saying it.
How can we let this happen? It's our responsibility.
Oh, that's true.
It really is. When just we have seconds left. What's the best way to take on that responsibility?
Find your neighbors that are kindred spirits and form community and work your drops worth in the ocean, but make sure your drop weighs.
I cannot tell you how happy I am to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Kathy Kelly.
So this is one of my great dreams in journalism, is speaking face-to-face with Kathy Kelly, and this is really something, and right here in Portland, right here at RKBOO Studios, which you, listeners, members, friends of the station, you made this happen, all of it. It's yours. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, September 26, 2018. Tammy Dean engineered for us today. Thank you, Tammy. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand.